It's a very pleasant Wednesday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. After a chilly start, temperatures have moved up to around seasonable levels. It's just a little bit cooler than average in most areas as we move through the late afternoon and early evening hours. We have bright sunshine across our area with high pressure building down from Canada. The high is actually positioned over central Canada, and a little piece of that high, a little area of dry air, has worked its way through the Great Lakes all the way into the northeast, helping to give us a nice bright day and push the clouds from yesterday down to our south. And clouds are pretty extensive south of New York City. I-80 is a pretty good dividing line this afternoon. South of I-80, it's quite gray, but north of I-80, it's very bright, and we are going to keep things on the clear side as we move into the night. Now, with that, it's going to be another cold night across our area. Temperatures will fall back into the 20s and 30s, so we're talking about freeze and frost potential across most of our area. Now, in most of our area, the growing season hasn't quite started, but across the south it has, and in those areas we do have frost advisories in effect for tonight. So if you have any sensitive plants, things that are sensitive to the cold, you'll want to bring them inside if they are in pots, or if they are already in the ground, cover them up with an old bed sheet to protect them from the chill through the night. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have sunshine during the morning, but clouds will begin to thicken through the day. We'll have a storm system that will tend to track to our south later tomorrow into tomorrow night, so that's going to throw some clouds into our area, and we might see a couple of light showers south of Albany tomorrow afternoon, though the odds don't look particularly high for anything too significant. Temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the 50s. A few spots will be up around the 60-degree mark. A couple of light showers are possible tomorrow night, especially south of Albany. And again on Friday, a couple of spotty showers are possible south of Albany. Otherwise, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine and temperatures that will be right around the 60-degree mark. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the 20s to around 30, some teens in the Adirondacks. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, with highs in the 50s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the 20s to around 30, some teens in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, with highs in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, areas of frost, low 28 to 36. Tomorrow, morning sunshine fading behind increasing clouds, chance of a late shower, high in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, areas of frost, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, morning sunshine fading behind increasing clouds, high in the upper 50s to around 60. Region-wide on Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a light shower south, highs in the 50s to around 60. And looking ahead to Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 50s to lower mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.